November. Accept the Savior's plan, November 1st. O taste and see that the Lord is good, blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Christ was the Prince of Heaven, but He made an infinite sacrifice, and came to a world all marred with the curse brought upon it by the fallen foe. He lays hold of the fallen race. He invites us, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The offer is ours, and every advantage is ours, if we will accept the terms. The good news of saving grace is to be carried to every place. The warning must be given to the world, but economy must be practiced if we move in the spirit of which Christ has given us an example in His life service. The gospel is associated with light and life. If there were no sunlight, all vegetation would perish, and human life could not exist. All animal life would die. We are all to consider that there is to be no extravagance in any line. We are preparing for the future, immortal life in the kingdom of heaven. We expect to do our work in the light and in the power of the great, mighty healer. All are to act the self-sacrificing part. Every one of us is to learn of Christ. "Learn of me," He says, "for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Our work is to be carefully studied, and is to be in accordance with our Savior's plan. He might have had armies of angels to display His true, princely character, but He laid all that aside, and came to our world in the garb of humanity, to suffer with humanity all the temptations wherewith man is tempted. He was tempted in all points as human beings are tempted, that He might reveal that it is possible for us to be victorious overcomers, one with Christ as Christ is one with the Father. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. God calls upon Seventh-day Adventists to reveal to the world that we are preparing for those mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for those who will purify their souls by obeying the truth as it is in Jesus. Let every soul who will come after Christ deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow him. To Elder and Mrs. J. A. Burden.